We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ooh, we got some people, shots fired, I should say. Shots fired. Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Claiming that his ex-wife Amber Heard, remember she said he abused her and videotaped him?
Yeah.
He's now saying that 2 months into their marriage, she's had an affair with Tesla founder Elon Musk.
What?
Yep. And he is suing her for defamation because she had publicly accused him of abusing her during their marriage.
Hold on. Who's suing who for defamation?
He's
say that again.
Suing her.
Johnny Depp is suing
Amber Heard because she said that he abused her.
Okay.
And he said that was never true.
Okay.
She said it was. Remember she videotaped him. Drunk, wasted out of his mind, and he was like screaming and yelling. We never saw him lay his hands on her, but he was clearly an alcoholic.
Yes,
you know, or some kind of issue.
Dude's had problems for years, Johnny Depp, with alcohol.
But he's filing a defamation. Well, he already did a defamation suit against her for $50 million, claiming that Elon Musk often visited his wife in the middle of the night while Johnny Depp was traveling, including the day she shared her battered face online. That's what Johnny Depp is claiming. That she was still having an affair the whole time with Elon Musk.
While she was allegedly being abused by him.
Yeah, and he and Elon Musk says, oh, it didn't start till after their marriage was over. And Johnny Depp's like, yeah, right. So, yeah.
random cheating pull.
I mean,
Elon
bizarre.
Musk.
Yeah, and $50 million. He's saying, you're not going to sue me for defamation and say, I abused you when you had a dude coming into my house.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe they were both doing their things.
Doing their both shady
maybe
stuff.
Maybe he was being an alcoholic that was abusive and she was having an affair. I don't know.
How long were they married? A couple years?
A year.
That's it?
Wasn't even
that
long.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't even that long.
It feels like they've been together for so much longer because these legal things have been going so much back and forth.
I know. But they really weren't together that long and they're already apart. They're already in Splitsville. So Johnny Depp says Amber Heard was screwing Elon Musk, and he's suing her for defamation for trying to make him look bad. But, I don't know. I don't want to say anything in case he really was abusive, you know?
Right.
Because if he wasn't, then it's like, yeah, Amber's got a lot of balls.
Uh-huh.
But
of all the people to cheat with, I think Elon Musk is a pretty good choice. I mean, a guy that can send people to space. Why not?
I don't know.
What?
Why are these people getting married?
I don't know.
Why?
Just
you're gonna
don't
have
get
an affair
married.
2 months into your marriage. Why did you get married to begin with?
I say that to my wife all the time.
God.
And go, if you're ever gonna cheat or I'm gonna cheat, I'm just gonna leave you and then
thank
I'll sleep
you.
With someone else. And she goes, thank you, me too.
God.
And I went, awesome, let's move on with our
people
lives.
People are so rude.
Right? Stupid dumb. Wind chill advisory in effect until 10 o'clock. It's super cold. Like -5 right now, but there is good news. There is much good news. Got Legally Blonde tickets in about 25 minutes or so. See Legally Blonde the musical.
I want to see that. I called somebody for tickets on Friday. Said, who can get me into Legally Blonde? Right. I want to see the musical. I've never seen it.
We'll work on it. What's your good news? You said you were late, but you had a good news. Reason you were late. What happened?
Well, I have bad news, but then it turns into good news.
Okay, good.
So the bad news was that I got up. I left the house. I put my two breakfasts for Monday that I was going to put in the fridge at work from Chef Kayla for my diet on top of my car.
Yeah.
And then I took the trash out. And then I got in my car. And then I drove down the street at 90 miles an hour. And then I realized the food was on top of my car as I heard a boom. So I had to pull a Yui, go find my food somewhere in the road, to which I found it. It was broken. It was destroyed.
Oh, no.
But one was still on the roof. One was still on the roof, people.
Which one? Was it the one that you really wanted?
Yeah, it was. The breakfast bowl, thank God. Thank God. So I ruined a breakfast, but I saved one. That's my and meanwhile, literally, you should have seen, I'm driving down the road with breakfast flying off my roof.
They call that Even Steven right
and
there.
And then I had to go find it. Then I didn't know where it was or if it was safe.
You got to get one of those. Do you have a roof rack on your car?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
That's why one stayed and one flew off.
Hell yeah, man.
So I still have a breakfast. That's my good news.
My good news is that I finished the Michael Jackson documentary last night, Leaving Neverland.
Did it start this weekend?
It was this weekend, yes.
Oh, I'm scared.
It was...
It's as bad as R. Kelly's?
Shocking. Well...
Is it shocking? This is what everybody said about R. Kelly. And Michael Jackson's been accused of molestation for years,
too. Yes, followed him for so long. So this
But there's no videos of Michael Jackson. R. Kelly, we have videos, so screw that guy.
Right.
I've never had a video of Michael Jackson.
What we do have in this one is Wade Robson and the other guy, I forget the other guy's name, and their families and how he like deceived their families and called them up and had them staying in the guest's house while he had the kids staying in his house.
So he was, he groomed the parents.
Yes.
He told them they were safe. The parents thought he's a celebrity, much like R. Kelly's victims.
Yeah.
He's a celebrity. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, and in the documentary, they're claiming Michael Jackson was abusing these kids.
Yes, and they were enamored with him. They were like, it's Michael Jackson. Our kids love Michael Jackson.
Why won't Macaulay Culkin say he won't come out and say it, or he wasn't in the documentary?
He was not in the documentary. They mentioned him because Wade Robson talked about how when he came
Robson is the guy Britney had an affair with when she was with Justin.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only reason that he's relevant.
Uh-huh.
He was the choreographer she slept with.
Yeah.
And then, but he also claimed to be molested by Michael Jackson. So he's in the documentary big time.
Yes. He says every day that he was with Michael Jackson, there was abuse, which is crazy. But he talks about Macaulay Culkin saying how when he met Michael Jackson with Macaulay Culkin, he goes, I saw Macaulay next to Michael in the same position that I was in. He goes, he's like, why he can't speak for Macaulay Culkin.
But he knows Macaulay Culkin was getting abused.
Yes, that's what he's thinking.
But Macaulay Culkin doesn't have to talk about that either.
He does not.
That's his choice. He doesn't have to come out in the documentary.
It's on HBO, Leaving Neverland. It's like 2 hours.
I see it. I don't have HBO.
I know, and Oprah's thing is tonight, too. Her after
Oprah's
Neverland.
Got an interview thing or something?
I want to watch that, too.
Yeah.
See what Oprah has to say about the whole thing. But good news.
Gross.
I finished it. It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie at 5:56. Wind chill advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning.
It's a cold one.
Yeah, super cold. It's not polar vortex cold.
No, it's like 8 degrees. It's like today's the day of the week. It's going to be really cold, and then it'll go back up to the 20s. And then I saw next week 30s, hopefully.
Yes.
And consistently 30s. Like, let's hope.
Fingers crossed. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Wait.
What?
Wait a second.
What?
We're in the St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday.
Yes.
It better warm up.
By this weekend.
Okay.
It's always cold for that thing. I
feel mean,
like.
It is always cold, but I don't know if I've ever had to wear my winter coat for that. I've had to wear a coat.
No.
Yeesh.
You hear about this scam going around? Somebody's calling and claiming to be a Milwaukee area priest and trying to scam parishioners out of like gift cards and things like this, preying on people, saying that, oh, I'm calling from the church. I'm Dr. Tim or Father Tim. You'll need to give
He's
me some
pretending iTunes. To be the pastor.
Somebody's pretending
Stop
to be the pastor,
it.
The
and
priest.
And calling people from the church.
Yes.
And are people doing it?
Some people have done it, yes. Because they think, oh, it's the priest, of course. I'm going to help
so
out.
What?
Calling on his behalf.
Are you rich? When I see people give all their money to churches, I'm like, are you rich?
I have a friend that gives a lot
God,
of money to churches.
Stop.
My uncle and aunt give tons of money to their church.
It's fine. Give some. But the people that give all their money to church, I don't get it. It's bizarre to me.
And if you're already giving, if I got another call asking to give more, I'd be like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I already give on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying if you get a call from a priest, Father Tim from the Archdiocese down in Milwaukee, don't fall for it. He wouldn't call
he's
you and ask
calling.
For things like that. No, but he's pissed off because they're like, they're disparaging my name. He's like, I have a good name in the church, which is hard to do these days.
Amy, that's my point.
Right?
It's like, let the guy live.
Yes. Father
that
Tim.
Is really low, yeah, though, is. To pretend to be you're from a to pretend that you're from a church.
Mm-hmm.
So did they find out who the guy was?
Not yet. No, they just know that it's a scam going around, and they're saying it's a phishing scam. So don't fall for it. I'm sure if they
how
find
they
the guy,
got the list of people at the church.
That makes me think it has to be somebody in the church.
That's what I think. That's my point.
Trying to get other people, you know, pull some the wool over some older people's
it's
eyes.
Fraud, yeah,
100%.
Oh,
so
shady.
Don't fall for it.
No,
we're gonna send you to see Legally Blonde the musical next on Kiss FM. Hold on.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake, why did you post about your wife? You know women don't like that.
What, did he post an unapproved picture? Because I have a feeling if Jessica Biel is anything like my wife, you have to take at least 4 pictures and let her approve them before posting them. Is that what happened?
God, you know how bad I want to rip on your wife for being that annoying woman right
she
now.
She is.
I hate those women.
And she knows she is, and I tell her that all the time.
Over the weekend, we're taking pictures at the Ovarian Cancer Alliance Gala. And they're like, do you need to look at them? I'm like, no.
Post it.
I don't.
Yes.
Take whatever you want and post it. Because no matter how many times I look at that picture and my smile looks different from that one to that one, you see the same thing.
Same thing.
I see one wrinkle in my face. It's just, yeah, you're just going to...
My, I don't like the way my face looks in that. Shut up. Your face looks good in all the pictures. Leave it alone. So what happened with Justin Timberlake?
So he posted on social media because Jessica Biel turned 37 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So he went on and put a ton of pictures of them up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Pictures of them smiling in a car, posing together like teens at prom, driving in a convertible. He has all these pictures of them throughout their relationship. And his caption... of course, was the sweetest thing ever because he's Justin freaking Timberlake.
Yeah.
He goes, and I quote, this is what he wrote under the pictures of Jessica and him. My partner in this thing called life. You are the most wonderful human I've ever met. You make me smile, laugh, and love life more than I knew I could.
Aww.
I cherish every moment with you and can't wait to spend so many more years doing the same. But new. So he's saying... I can't wait to spend all these years doing the same, but new, like new things too. And then he said, happy birthday, you. And then in all caps, God of all smoke shows. Love your huzz. There's a confidence to them, as we talked about insecurities. There's a confidence to them that's attractive.
There is,
she's confident. He's confident. And I'm sure that comes off in their sexual relationship. Because when most women are insecure and then we're in bed, like, turn off the lights. Don't look at this. Don't look at that. To have a woman who's confident in her body, that's going to keep your sex life rolling, dude.
Yep.
Trust me, I've had enough sex with enough body issues to know these things.
Sure.
But no, I mean, Justin Timberlake, you know.
Is there going to be something wrong with Justin Timberlake we're going to find out down
maybe.
The road?
I don't know. What
is he too perfect?
Something. Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
Like, he's like Taylor Swift. Like, there has to be something off. Like, there has to be a dark side. That's just the cynical side of me going, there has to be something wrong with this guy.
I really think a lot of times, we talked about this on Friday, you live your life so much that... If you live your life enough, you can become ready for things.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake traveled the world nonstop, still is, partied nonstop, slept with everything that moved, had long-term relationships,
had flings. With NSYNC, he had all that.
He did. He lived a life. It's like Bieber. It's like why Bieber's married at 25. They don't know what the hell else to do. But Justin truly lived his life.
Yep.
And then continued to be successful.
And then he found the hottest woman he could and fell in love.
To him.
They fell in love, and now he's got Jessica Biel. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why they have a recipe for success.
I would agree.
And I think that's why getting married later is smarter.
And you can tell they love and respect each other, too. So.
Everybody loves and respects each other in the beginning.
That's what you say.
Remember the divorce? You're
true.
Like, do you remember them at their wedding when they loved and respected each other? And now they're like, I hate it.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Woman that you met.
Dude, this is unbelievable, this local story. And I don't know how I didn't hear about it. Maybe you saw it when it went viral last fall.
Yeah, who is
maybe
it?
You didn't. Have you ever heard of a woman named Stephanie Herfel? They are making a documentary on this woman, and I was blown away by her story. I had to come in and tell it on the air because when the documentary comes out, you got to watch it.
Yeah. Where did you meet her at?
I met her. So on Saturday night, I had the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance Gala.
Yes.
Let me first say, people do not know a lot about ovarian cancer. They think it is cervical cancer. It is not cervical cancer. In fact, they're still learning about it, and most women go undiagnosed. They get diagnosed with something else because we're still learning about it, right?
Okay.
It's pretty fascinating. But ovarian cancer, something people need more awareness about because women have no clue and they go in and get misdiagnosed and the whole time they had ovarian cancer. So this woman is speaking at the gala, and this woman, Stephanie Herfel, you ready for this story?
Bring it.
Do you know she has a Siberian husky, Sierra, who smells her cancer?
What?
I mean, I'm dead. Smells her cancer. I could die. This is crazy.
Can smell her cancer?
I know. It sounds crazy, but listen to this.
Okay, go ahead.
She moves to Wisconsin from like Boston or something in 2012.
Yeah.
In 2013, her dog starts acting really weird. She's single. Mm-hmm. She's just a single woman working. Her dog starts pushing her nose up against her stomach.
Uh-huh.
And it was really strange, right? And because the dog had never done this. And so moves on with her life. Come to find out, she has ovarian cancer. She gets diagnosed.
The dog was smelling her cancer?
But now that sounds like coincidence, right? Maybe the dog just hit her. Right?
Yeah.
So you're thinking, okay, fine. One time, whoop-de-doo. Second time, dog comes up. She's in remission. She's okay. She's clean. No cancer, this woman.
So she thinks.
For with ovarian cancer. No, she's clean.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, the dog, out of nowhere, comes back. Starts hiding in a corner where he always hides when the cancer comes back and doing the thing where he like hits his nose up against her. Sure enough, she goes to the doctor. The doctor says, "We're not testing you because your dog poked your stomach." And she's like, "The hell you aren't." They test her. It's too small to tell. It was cancer.
Really?
And it turned into cancer. The dog knew before they could even tell.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'm getting goosebumps. This woman ends up on Dr. Oz. I mean, she like basically, she calls a guy at the Journal Sentinel in the fall and says, "You're not going to believe this. My dog can smell my cancer. I swear to God."
Yeah.
This guy does a story on it, the Journal Sentinel. It goes viral. She ends up on Dr. Oz, like all these shows, right? And now they're doing a documentary on her and her dog, Sierra. It's crazy. So I was at this gala for the Ovarian Cancer Alliance, and I heard this woman's story, and the dog was there and everything.
That's crazy that the dog was able to do that. Have you heard of that Netflix show, Dogs?
No.
Where it's the show where they travel around with different dogs that have different purposes. And I wonder if they wouldn't put her on that show. There's one where there's a little girl who has epilepsy, and she has seizures. So they train a dog to know when she's having a seizure. So if this little girl starts to shake or have a seizure in the middle of the night, the dog will know. It'll alert the parents so they can come and they can treat the girl for her seizure.
Yeah.
It's fascinating what dogs can do, what they can train dogs to do. But this husky wasn't trained.
The Siberian husky wasn't trained. It just knew how to smell her cancer.
Right.
And so it's interesting because they said that this Siberian husky, they want that dog to train other dogs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can do that. Like, I don't know if every dog could do that. I don't know. I don't either.
Because to train a dog for the seizures, they had people pretend to have a seizure.
And how does the dog smell her cancer?
I don't know.
So many questions. Like, and she's sitting there, and the dog did it three times, I think. Two or three times, the dog smelled at her cancer. That's crazy. So they are full on doing a documentary about this local woman with ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer, whose dog smelled her cancer three times. And she had to go in and beg them to do a test because they didn't want to
see
do
that
it.
Documentary. I want to see it right now.
They were filming it at the gala on Saturday. They were like, we're still filming. Like, they're in the, you know how long it takes to film a documentary.
Yeah.
So they were following her around, but it was so interesting.
Story.
So I don't know if you saw it when it went viral or saw her on Dr. Oz or any of these.
Nope.
She was on all these shows.
Nope.
But I'll let you know when the documentary comes out.
What was your name again?
Stephanie Herfold.
Stephanie Herfold.
Her dog can smell cancer. Crazy,
wow.
Right?
Wah. I thought it was just smelling my crotch. No, that's cancer.
Oh my gosh.
But it smells. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 6:53. The Bucks are very good. But they may have just gotten better after what happened over the weekend.
Oh, I saw this. Finally. We're getting a superstar, finally.
Yep. We'll tell you about
God.
It after Halsey. It's Kiss. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Great news for the Bucks. If you're following the Bucks this season. They're doing pretty well. We'll tell you about that in a second. Absurdly cold today. Wind chill warning in effect. Until like 10 o'clock this morning. -3 right now. But the cold will only be here for a little while. We're talking about, 20s, maybe 30s in the next couple weeks?
Yes, I saw 30s next week, and I was like, please stay and be 30 next week.
Well, there is that. So the Bucks are now, they've clinched their playoff berth, which means that the Bucks are in the playoffs.
Awesome.
They're good enough that they're going to be in the playoffs.
Awesome. You know, I didn't know that.
You did not know that?
No, not until you just told me that. That's crazy I didn't know that.
They are the best team in the NBA right now, hands down.
How do I live here and not know that?
I don't know.
Like, how do we not? This is the problem with the Bucks.
Yeah.
But this is why I'm pumped about what they just did over the weekend.
The Bucks have Giannis, of course, our superstar player, who is huge and amazing. And now they just signed over the weekend Pau Gasol, who is another very good player. He's at kind of the end of his career.
I know who that guy is.
Yeah,
who did he play for?
He played for the Lakers. He won two NBA championships for the Lakers.
Oh, geez.
He's played around.
No wonder. The Bucks have to get stars like that because if you're going to build that arena and you want to rebrand or you want the people to care about this team to the point like they do about big teams like the Cleveland or the Lakers or whatever, you have got to get celebrities. I mean, I know that sounds horrible or stars.
No, it doesn't.
Well, then you got to get celebrities because Giannis is a great asset, but
he's not really,
outside of basketball, he's not a celebrity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You don't see him a lot on TV doing ads or anything like that.
You would never see him on TMZ or,
right.
Some of these I know it sounds crazy. You're like, well, it's sports. You don't need TMZ. Well, actually,
sports
in
is
today's
entertainment.
Day and age, you do need social media and celebrities and sports, or else people, I mean, that's how you bring people in. Hello.
So Pau Gasol tweeted, he said he's thrilled to begin his new chapter in his NBA journey with the great Bucks. I look forward to the challenge. My goal, as always, will be to add value to the team and help deliver a championship to Milwaukee. Could you imagine the first year the Bucks are playing in Fiserv Forum?
Wait, he's coming. So he'll be here for the playoffs?
Yeah, he can play in the playoffs.
Whoa!
Because there was a deadline. If as long as the transaction happened before March 1st, and this happened right before March 1st, now he can play for the Bucks in the playoffs. I was just talking to our guys at the sports station. I was asking, so what's up with this guy? Is this a good thing for the Bucks? And they said, well, he's at the end of his career. He brings like knowledge and some wisdom, because the guys that are on the court right now haven't won a playoff series.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
So having somebody like him, who's won two championships, six-time
All-Star. How do you say
his first name? Pau Gasol.
Pau.
Pau Gasol. Yeah. Pau Gasol.
I've seen it written. I'm like, I just want to make sure I'm saying it right.
For a while, I thought it was Paul, but I was like, oh, there's no L at the end. It's just Pau.
Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol.
And he's huge, right?
He's like 7 feet tall. Yes, he's very huge.
I can picture him in my mind.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
I've definitely seen him.
He might be playing tonight with the Bucks. I don't know. But
awesome.
Yes. Welcome to town, Pau Gasol. Now bring us a championship.
He's already plays for the Bucks, according to Wikipedia.
See?
That's awesome.
It's Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this is kind of juicy. You remember when Amber Heard released that video of Johnny Depp wasted, like screaming and going crazy?
Oh, yeah.
And she was saying he was abusive.
Yeah.
We didn't really see him put his hands on her in the video. He was just kind of clearly wasted.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Got some alcohol or drug issues, whatever. So she said, oh, you know, he had abused her. Well, now he has filed a $50 million lawsuit claiming that Amber Heard was cheating on him the whole time with Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla. Yeah, and that Elon Musk would sneak into their house when Johnny Depp was out gone, starting 2 months into their marriage, and they would get it on. And so he's saying, I'm suing you for defamation because you're saying I'm abusing you, yet you were cheating on me from the second with Elon Musk. I mean, there's so much. And they were married for like a year, 2 years. I mean, it was like so absurd. The whole thing was stupid.
I don't know if by the Elon Musk was going there, he would send like a spaceship to pick her up. He has so much money. I think she would go to him.
He flew her to Mars and they met up there on their secret location.
I'll meet you in space.
I'm going to put you in a convertible in an astronaut suit. Nobody's going to know it's you. They're going to think it's a dummy. And then I'll meet you on the moon. We'll do it there and Johnny will never know.
He'll never hear me coming in because I'm in an electric car. It doesn't have an engine.
On the moon.
Yeah. You heard it here
first.
Elon Musk and Amber Heard.
$50 million.
Yeah. What was she just in? Aquaman. She was in Aquaman.
That's right.
That was the last movie that I saw with her, and I went, who is that? My God,
maybe
it's Amber Heard.
Why he's coming for her, because she's got a hit movie now.
You think so?
And he doesn't. He's like, get me a Pirates of the Caribbean or a defamation suit now.
One of the two. Come on.
Now.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Commercial-free hour with Jay-Z. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 724. Blindly giving your money to something without getting anything in return.
Yeah.
You ever heard of a Kickstarter campaign, Allie?
Hey, that's called... Yes.
I did one over the weekend. I'll tell you what it is in like 10 minutes. Hold on. Kiss. Hold on.
And now, missed connections.
Yeah. From Craigslist.
Craigslist. What's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
This guy was into vaping.
Okay.
You know, the vapers are into misconnections on Craigslist.
Yes, vaping is the thing now. My cousin's wedding, it was nothing but 50 20-year-olds outside vaping. I swear to God. I was like, is everyone vaping now?
Yes. The answer is yes. Especially this guy. He says he was at the Taco Bell on Mayfair Road. I was sitting in the parking lot around 7:40 a.m. on the morning of Tuesday, the 26th of February, scrolling through my phone, vaping away after having finished my breakfast, and I noticed a car out of the corner of my eye pull a few spots closer. Didn't pay much attention until I saw that it was a beautiful young woman. You may not have gotten any food, but I could see that you were doing some commotion in your car, and turns out you were smoking, and I was vaping. While I was looking over to see if you were vaping or smoking, you turned your head, then you turned back to me, and we made eye contact. But then I backed out and left. I don't know if you go there just to park and smoke every Tuesday morning or what, but I will most likely be doing the same thing for the foreseeable future until I see you again. So maybe I'll see you again there. If not, and you're interested in having a cigarette versus vaping mod duel, let me know what type of color car I was driving.
Taco Bell has breakfast. You guys can meet now.
They do. You guys got about 20 minutes. Go vape right after you have your breakfast.
I've been to that Taco Bell right on Blue Mound and Highway 100 by Mayfair.
It's a good one.
Yeah. One time I went there and they were closed and it was the horror. It was like 11 p.m. I'm like, why is Taco Bell closed?
You got to go there for breakfast and
the
vape.
Horror.
Yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 7:33. You got something that made you say hell to the no? Perfect.
Oh, I do.
We did that in about 10 minutes on Kiss FM.
What's going on, though?
You ever heard of Kickstarter? The Kickstarter is where somebody has a campaign or something? Yes. Somebody has an idea. They want to start up a project. They go on the internet and they say, here's our idea. And then people can all pitch in. It's like a GoFundMe, but
That's for a product, right? I couldn't remember what it was. But yes, now I remember.
I've never before given money without getting something in return until I saw this on Kickstarter. It's a game called Throw Burrito.
Okay.
And I have spent $35 on this Kickstarter campaign, and I could not be more excited, Allie.
What is the game?
The game is a combination of playing cards and dodgeball. There are little foam burritos with little faces on them. They're cute. They're two little cute burritos. And the basis behind the game is you collect cards, and when you get cards that match, you get points. But if you play a burrito card, then you have to face back-to-back, walk three paces, turn, and throw the foam burrito at your opponent. It sounds
stupid.
Awesome.
Like not worth $35 of your hard working money.
No. This is worth every penny of $35 because I'm getting updates along the way of what they're doing with the game. Like they've upgraded their burritos, so now they are super soft foam burritos, so when you throw them at each other, we're going to play this game on the air when it comes out, by the way.
If it comes out.
It's coming
out. They have to raise enough money.
Oh, they've raised more than enough money. They're 10,000% over their goal. They're 22,000 backers. They're going to make it.
Well, they're going to need it when the game doesn't sell because it's so damn stupid, Riggs.
They're the same
people that
did. Are you
telling me we're going to play a game where we throw burritos at each other?
Yes, I'm telling you that's exactly what we're going to do, Allie, and it's going to be amazing. Don't you like throwing things?
Yes,
well, don't
but
you
I don't
like,
want it to be foam.
Don't you like burritos? Well, we're not going to waste real burritos. Don't meh a burrito.
Oh, that's funny.
But I've never done a Kickstarter. So they send like all these updates. They said they're far surpassed their goal for having people that have donated to this. It's from the people that made a game called Exploding Kittens. And the same people.
I have no idea what that is. And again,
I don't know
morons.
What it is either. But there are people that make these games and they make tons of money on these Kickstarter funds.
Well, yeah, they make them from people like you're paying their money. Like
so
you're basically making the game big, not them.
Uh-huh.
They're not doing anything.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
just sitting there.
And it's genius. Good for them. So I get a special Kickstarter edition.
It's genius to you.
It is. Because
to
I get
me, I'm like, what the hell are you wasting your time on this crap for, Riggs?
I have a lot of spare time, okay, Allie? I have a lot of spare time on my hands. And so when people post this crap on my Facebook page, I actually click it. And I decided I was going to move forward with it. Intern Jack, have you heard of Throw Burrito?
I shouldn't even invite him in here because he's going to say it's awesome because he's a dude.
He hasn't heard of it, but he wants to play now.
Well, I'm glad he's standing over there talking to himself instead of coming on the microphone where everyone else can hear him. I can't see
him. He's not coming over here. He's still sitting in there. We can't hear you knocking on the window,
Jack. I can't
hear
you. I can't see you. I can't read your lips. If you want to talk, come over here.
I'll put it on my Facebook page. But as soon as it comes out, we're going to play this, and you're going to love it. You'll throw a burrito at me. You'll feel better. I promise. Time for Hell to the No.
My day started with a Hell to the No.
Oh, yes.
I got up. I went out to my car.
Uh-huh.
I had to take the trash out because it's Monday. It's my trash day. So I set my two breakfasts that will get me, you know, for a couple days going. I had brought two breakfasts in on a Monday to put in the fridge.
Yeah.
Set them on top of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Took the trash and the recycling out.
Oh, God.
Came back. Got in my car. It's dark. It's, you know, it's like 5 a.m.
Oh, no.
I pull out of the driveway. I hear boom. And I'm like, oh, damn.
Hell no.
My breakfast was on the roof.
But now
Chef Kayla's food's like gold.
But now it's on the pavement.
Yeah, so I flip a Yui in the middle of my street in the dark. I go back. I look for the food, which is now laying in the road.
Uh-huh.
My whole breakfast sandwich, broken. I get out of the car in the cold. I pick up the breakfast sandwich. And guess what? The other one, still on top of my car.
Well, that's a hell to the yes.
Oh, thank God I saved one.
Thank God.
But I drove off with my breakfast on my car this morning, people. That happy Monday.
799-1037. You can also text us to 71037. It's when you almost knock over an entire tray of meat and cheese in one of those domes all over the floor.
Oh,
I We went to one of those Lux domes downtown, and they had one of those.
Yeah. I was like confused when you said domes.
Domes, yeah. Cafe Benelux downtown, they do these big, those domes up on top on the patio.
That
if you've
like
seen
pay
them.
For like 2 hours, but they don't like serve you for 2 hours. You like order.
They
and
did,
they,
yeah.
Well, they did come back.
They came back in. He was offering drinks and stuff like that. It was super cool. And I almost knocked the entire tray of meat onto the floor. Because it's kind of crowded in there, you know?
Sounds fantastic. Crowded.
Cold.
Can't move.
Right?
Cheese on the floor.
I will say, in their defense,
yeah.
My wife had booked one of them right the week of the polar vortex,
mm-hmm.
and the cold had damaged the dome, so they had to cancel my wife's appointment. She had to reschedule it. They comped the whole thing. They were super cool about
good.
It. So hats off to the Lowland Group for being super cool. But
I hope they did that to everybody, not just you, because you're on the radio.
Yes, me
because that would be really awkward.
Me too.
Somebody else is like, I was at Benelux yesterday. Right?
Hey, good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no?
Yes.
What is it?
So I just got hired at a vet clinic, and it was my first day. So I had to put a thermometer up a dog's butt.
Yeah, yes.
The dog's... And as I'm pulling the thermometer out the butt, she sharted on
me. Oh, that's gross.
Okay.
That's gross. Thanks for
calling. You sure you're cut out to work in a vet's office? Because I don't want you telling my doggy stories. Maybe my dog's embarrassed. What happened to HIPAA?
Yeah.
Don't they have HIPAA at vets?
Don't they have HIPAA rules at the vets? I would have known when my
kidding,
dog sharts all over the place. It's disgusting.
I'm kidding.
You got to text to 71037 or you can call 799-1037. What happened that made you say hell to the no? We'll take your calls, read your texts next.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Sounds like you have a stalker according to our text right
Why?
Now.
Why? What does it say?
With hell to the no.
What?
799-1037 or you can text to 71037 like this one. She said it's actually a hell to the yes. Watching Allie purchase a blender yesterday morning. Cheers, Angie from Tulsa.
Oh!
You buying a blender yesterday?
Dude, I'm in line, yeah. and I went to finally get one when I was grocery shopping. I needed one. I just wanted the $50 Ninja.
Yeah.
And I'm in line paying at Walmart, and this woman behind me goes, oh, Allie, I see you got a blender. And I'm like, oh, busted, man.
That's actually a good thing, though. Yeah, what, are you going to start making some protein shakes or something?
Well,
smoothies?
Come on, no. I have there's this shake I can make on keto. It's ricotta cheese, cottage
what?
Cheese, and Walden's. You know, the no-calorie,
oh, syrup,
no-carb.
The chocolate syrup?
The chocolate syrup. And
oh, my
we
God,
you just put
dude.
It in, like, a Ninja with ice, and it makes, like, the best chocolate shake.
That sounds outstanding.
It's keto-friendly.
Hell to the no.
So, anyway, I got busted. Thank you, Angie.
Another text to 71037. When you just bought your car 2 months ago, and you're dropping it off at the auto shop for the fifth time.
Yeah, time to switch it out.
Yeah. My car's going back to the shop again. Fingers crossed
worst.
It's not too expensive, but that's what I get for having a car without almost 200,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
Hell to the no when you're craving Taco Bell, but the one in your town gets closed because no one wants to work there.
What? What? You must live in a small town.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
On my way to work, going to be on time, and the train is blocking the road.
No!
So I had to take a turn around to go another 12 minutes out of my way, and I was...
To hit the train again?
Yep.
Oh! I've done that.
Yeah.
That stupid train. I don't know which one they were stuck by, but whether it's the Brookfield one or the Sussex one or the North Avenue... Oh, I hate them all.
Dude, and they're never
the
ending.
The Waukesha one!
They seem to never end
the
those
damn
trains.
Trains.
How dare you take commerce to other
damn
areas?
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.